Are you happy also?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I see we're really happy. Devotees should be happy because if you chant Hare Krishna, the heart will become cleansed from another task. Another task is blocking us from enjoying our heritage. Another task. So Sudha Goswami said, Anartha Bhakshanam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Dokshaji. Anartha is unnecessary. Enjoyment is necessary. Suffering is necessary. So yesterday we were looking at who is Gurudeva, Haranatha, who is Haranatha. We were looking at that yesterday. We also look at the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we look at the three principal energies of Krishna. We look at the position of the living entity, the jivas, where we belong, where we are. We look at our position. We look at the things that if you will take shelter of, we can become successful. Yesterday we look at all this. If you take shelter of the Supreme Person of Godhead, if you take shelter of the pure devotees of Krishna, if you take shelter of pure devotional service, you will easily attain the love of God. These three things. We look at that yesterday. So today we are going to look at accepting the Holy Name. What's the qualification for one to receive the Holy Name? What's the qualification? What is the qualification for anyone to receive the Holy Name? What is the qualification to receive the Holy Name? Yes? Faith. Do you have something else? Yes, to accept the Holy Name. What is the qualification to accept the Holy Name? They are not probably saying faith. Something else? That qualification? No qualification. Okay. No qualification. To receive the Holy Name, there's no qualification. Good. Very good. Something else? What a good birth. Good birth. Birth in a wealthy family. No? Education, PhD, no? So, finish all the Vedas. No qualification. Okay. Anyone has something? Qualification for receiving the holy name? No qualification. Okay. Yeah? Something? What is the qualification for receiving the holy name? What is the qualification of Hare Krishna? Yes, sir. Surrender. 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 Yes, yes, sir. What is the qualification of Hare Dasa? He became Naman Chari. What is his qualification?
He's a
Muslim. He's a Muslim. So what is his qualification? To be a Muslim? Yes? Oh, pure devotee. I don't know. Might be a pure devotee before you get Hare now.
Unqualification. Unqualification.
Unqualification. No qualification. So which one is correct? Which one is the best of all that you have gotten? No qualification, surrender, pure love, faith. Which one is the best? Humble. To be very humble. Yes.
What about attraction to the holy name?
Oh, attraction for the holy name. Once you have attraction for the holy name. Attraction. If you, in India, if you put big pot of prasadam here, full prasadam, people will queue. Right? People will queue for the prasadam. And if you announce everyone, before you take prasadam, take the flower here, offer to Srila Prabhupada. And everybody will take the flower. So what's the qualification for that? They don't know who is Prabhupada, they don't. So what's the qualification?
Obedience.
The qualification for receiving the name is faith only. Only faith. Nothing else. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. Hare Krishna Namachari. Hare Krishna Chakura is in ecstasy of Gaura Prema. And also in ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Hare Krishna Chakura. And both of them are unconscious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, where is there, in this material world, the whole material world, where is the second person like you, Haridas? We don't see two Haridas, only one Haridas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I hurried to come to the material world because of you, Haridas. What is his qualification? He has faith in chanting the name. Hare Krishna Chakura's faith in chanting the name forced the Lord to come before his time. Can you imagine that? The Supreme Lord is forced by Hare Krishna Chakura. He's pure Lord. Hare didn't petition him to come. His quality of faith, he has in the name made the Lord to come before time. And the Lord continued. By taking birth in a low family, he has shown the world that chanting Hare Krishna is not dependent on wealth, honor, family, or refinement, but is dependent on faith alone. What is refinement? Refinement. Yes. Education. Well, you have a good character. You have good character. Refinement. You are a cultured person. But here, the time Mahaprabhu said, the holy name does not require all this. You simply have faith in chanting. What is the qualification of Jagai Malai? To get a name. Jagai Malai. What was the qualification? They are 24 hours under the influence of alcohol. Jagai Malai. 24 hours under the influence of alcohol. That means they are always intoxicated. So what is their qualification to get the holy name? Jagat Madai, they will fight themselves. They are two brothers. They fight themselves seriously. And the whole village will gather to watch them. And sometimes, they will fight other people. Under the influence of alcohol, they did all these things. They were deliverance. So a devotee, we should have faith. We should have faith. What is our faith? So pray to God. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he did not deliver Jagai and Madai because of the wonderful qualities they have. You deliver them because of their causeless mercy. So, I also have a chance to be delivered. Because as a demon, I should be number one candidate for your mercy. You know? As a demon, I should have the first qualification. Because the worst person stands the best chance to be delivered. This is the holy name. So we have opportunity to be delivered. Everyone is qualified to be delivered. Only four people have no qualification to be delivered. Four people. Apart from these four people, everyone else has the qualification to be delivered. Four people are not qualified and they won't get the mercy of the Chaitanya. Four. What are they? One. Four qualifications. Four people are disqualified from the mercy of the Chaitanya. Everyone else has a chance. What are the four? Butcher. Okay. They are not among. They are first candidates. Butcher is the first candidate. The four kinds of people who can never be delivered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one. Those who are very proud of their beauty. Proud of their beauty. Will not be delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The holy name will not deliver. Those who are proud of their beauty cannot be delivered by the holy name. Those who are very proud of their education. They cannot be delivered by the holy name. Please try to understand that this vow was taken by Lord Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he called Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. And he is the one who mentioned these four people. These four people should not be delivered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He roared like a lion. Yes! Let it be as you say. Let you tell me, not my voice. It's only better. It will shut up all our ignorance. But let you tell me how voice. But my one is not doing anything. Sorry. So, it was a very proud of their education. Very proud of their beauty. Very proud of their wealth. The wealth. Very proud of their wealth. And also very proud of aristocracy. Good family. Good bed. These four people will not be delivered by the Holy Name. The name will not be shared. If I was taken by Advaita Acharya, and Chaitanya will confirm it. Then he said, those who feel themselves very low, useless, condemned, and they are chanting their name with the raised hand, please deliver them. Advaita Acharya took me back. Those who consider themselves to be nothing, but they have faith in you, and with the raised hand they are chanting, Jai Sachinandana, God Hari, deliver them. So the qualification is, we have only faith, only faith. Whoever has faith in the process of unalloyed worship of Krishna is greater than the demigods. Even a person is a chandala. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. If a chandala has faith in Krishna and is engaged in devotional service to Krishna, he is better than demigods. You have understood that the name is the supreme truth, both the means and the end. You know the full glories of the name. You are ideal in the conduct of devotional activities, acharya. And you are learned and skillful in preaching. Haridas, I request you to describe the unlimited glories of the name, for it makes me happy when I hear those glories from your mouth. Whoever says the holy name even once is considered a Vaishnava. And the householder should be careful to respect such a person. But one who is constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna is even a better Vaishnava, being endowed with all good qualities. And one who by his very presence can make others chant a name in devotion is the highest Vaishnava. So Vaishnavas are here in three categories. Anyone who just chants Hare Krishna is a Vaishnava. Either jokingly or in mocking devotees. See this Hare Krishna people. See this Hare Krishna people. See them. See this Hare Krishna people. He's chanting. There are some few devotees. They take Vedanga and enter the street. Any person they meet. Please, sir, can you say Goranga? Yeah. Nitai Goranga. Please, Prabhu, can you say Goranga? Nitai Goranga. They are creating fortune for people. They are creating fortune. Goranga. It's a Gayatri mantra. They are chanting. They are chanting Goranga. Do they know? Did they tell them the meaning of Goranga? No. They just request, can you say Goranga? And they say Goranga. Happily, this is offenseless chanting. It is not a verse, it's not a pure chanting. You know what? It's offenseless chanting. It's offenseless. Because they are not chanting to get something. It's offenseless. So they are baptized. They are Vaishnavas. The person who is chanting knowingly that I have to chant to perfect my life is a Vaishnava. The topmost Vaishnava, just by his presence, automatically, spontaneously, someone chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's a topmost Vaishnava. He doesn't have to tell you to chant. As I know, the topmost Vaishnava, his presence alone, make you to spontaneously chant Hare Krishna. Right. You chant Hare Krishna without telling people to chant. Just by seeing you. It's a Vaishnava. The topmost Vaishnava. So devotees has grades. Devotees. There are different levels, different grades. Devotees. A pure devotee. Topmost devotee. Holding his So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, what should come to our mind? When we are chanting Hare Krishna, when we want to chant Hare Krishna, what should come to our mind? I am very, very fortunate. I am very, very fortunate to have been given the touchstone. The person who can fulfill all desires, all my desires, is the name. Do we think like that when we chant in the morning? Do we remember this when we take people to chant in the morning? Do we remember this? I'm having association for a person who can fulfill all my desires. If you are going to go and meet a person for help, what would be our attitude? You are going to meet a person for help. What should be our attitude? When you are going to meet somebody who can help you, and you are going to meet a person who has promised to help you, what is always our attitude? Very humble. Very humble. Humility. Is that the way I approach the Holy Name with humility? Do we approach the Holy Name with humility, or we are approaching the Holy Name with ego? I. The Supreme. What is our approach towards the Holy Name? It should be of humility. We should try to remember this. We should try to remember this. I'm approaching the person who can fulfill all my desires. Our attitude should be of humility. I should approach the name with humility. Not with ego. But in Otakura, that is his approach. And that is what he taught us. In many of his songs, he said, But TV Nord begged for the name and he received the name. Did you not? Jeep Jago. That's the end of Jeep Jago song. Mm. He begged. Can you go and beg somebody like this? Who is a beggar? A beggar head is down before the master. So our approach to the name should be of humility. We should remember this. And in Vaishnava Thakura, he said, "Oh Vaishnava Thakura, alone I have no strength to change the name. I don't have the strength to change it. Alone, on my own, I don't have the strength to change the name. Therefore, I'm begging you, please, be merciful, be kind. Be kind. Please be kind with the particular little faith. Faith. Little faith. Please give me the treasure of the holy name of Lord Krishna." This is Bhakti Thakura's approach, attitude towards the name. Please give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. And Haridas Thakura, what is his own approach in Namacharya? What is his approach? Please repeat. Repeat. This is Haridas Thakura's approach to the name. This is his mood. This is his consciousness. Repeat. I am materially minded. And I just chant. But never do I get the touchstone of the name. Be merciful, O Lord, and dance on my tongue in the form of your name. Keep me in the material realm or in the spiritual sky, but wherever you put me, give me the nectar of the name. You have appeared in the world to give the holy name to the people of the world. Please accept me as one of those people.
Please accept me as one of those people.
True. True. I am low. But you are the deliverer of the low. This is our unbreakable relationship. On the strength of this, I am begging for the nectar of the name. Does it make sense? Yeah? Does it make sense?
Enough sense.
Enough. Let us approach the name with this mood. It is not enough just to take with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It is not enough. It is not. It's not sufficient. In the nectar of instruction, the prophet said, advancement in Krishna consciousness, advancement in our service, advancement in our hearing, advancement in our speaking, advancement in chanting the holy name, advancement in our relationship, advancement in everything that we do in Krishna consciousness depends on our attitude. Advancement depends on our attitude. Our attitude in approaching the holy name has a serious power. Power is powerful. Our approach to the name has a serious effect in the way we chant. If you approach the name with pride, the name will stay very far away. Because with pride, we can easily make offense to anybody. With humility, we will never offend anyone. And no one will offend us. With pride, we can offend anybody, including Krishna. We need a proper attitude towards the Holy Name. The approach should be of humility. What is humility? We are begging the name. We are begging. And that's the correct. He said, every day I chant, but what am I chanting? Alphabet. The name is not coming out because my mind is full of material desires. So the name doesn't come out. Alphabet. How do you know one is chanting alphabet? There's no taste. There's no taste. And that is why 16 now can take us the whole day. And even not complete till the next day. Carry over. But in Dana Saraswati Thakura, I already said that anyone who cannot chant 64 is fallen. He's a lazy man or a lame woman. And then 16 now we cannot chant, then what are we? What are we? If we cannot chant 64, we are lazy, we are fallen. And Prabhupada has mercifully given us minimum 16. So if you don't complete 16, what are we? Most fallen. Okay, most fallen. We are most fallen. We should complete 16 now before 7:30 in the morning, not in the night. Right? Because the day will be too troublesome to chant. You cannot concentrate. The mode of passion is in full swing. In the evening, the mode of ignorance is in full control. You cannot chant. If you take bead, you sleep. You sleep. In the morning, very, very good. Very good time. Very good time for spiritual activities. We should work early to do it. The name is unlimited. Haranam is unlimited. Haranam is unlimited. There's no beginning. Fully conscious and inseparable from the chief consciousness, Krishna. It cannot separate liquidity from water. If you take out liquidity, it is not water again. You have ice block. Is it not? Ice block is not water. It's ice block. You don't call ice block water. Do you call ice block water? Ice block. Is it water? No. Water is liquid. So if it becomes solid, it is not water. It is ice block. So water is liquid. Similarly, we cannot separate the name from Krishna. They are the same. But there is difference. There is difference. What is the difference? How many of us here are pujaris? How many of us here? In this room, how many of us are pujaris? How many pujaris? Go to the altar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5. 6. Okay, 6. Okay, how many of us here chant Hare Krishna every day? How many of us here chant Hare Krishna every day? How many Hosanna and Hosanna every day? Yeah, everyone. See? So which one is better? The deity or the holy name? Which one is better? Eh? The deity is superior. Right? The deity is inside the name. The deity of Christian Abraham, deity you are worshiping is inside the name. The name will reveal the form. The name will reveal all the wonderful qualities of Christian. The name will bring all of them out. The name. And to serve the deities, you need to chant the name before you serve the deities. So the name is superior. So we should take shelter of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every town and village, my deity will worship. Huh? Is that what he said? In every town and village, my deity will be worshipped. He said like that? What did he say? In all towns, in every town and village, my name will be chanted. Right? He said, my name. The name. No hard and fast rule for chanting the name. Anyone can chant. Anyone. That is the wonderful quality, the nature of the holy name. That is so merciful that is available for everyone. The deity will discriminate. The holy name doesn't discriminate. Who is taking him? He doesn't discriminate. Chandala, Lecha, Yavana, Brahmana, Satriyas, Vaishyas, anybody can take shelter of the holy name. Only Brahmanas can take the service of the deities. So the name is superior, the best. So we should take shelter of the holy name. Whatever is in Krishna is in the name. For the two are non-different. The name is eternally free from material contamination and spiritually situated in a state of pure goodness, Sudha Sattva, like Krishna. Like any object, Krishna, the absolute reality, is known by four characteristics: name, form, qualities, and activities. Nam, Rup, Guna, and Karma. So when you say Krishna, what should be the next thing that comes to your mind? If you say Krishna, what should be the next thing that will come to the mind automatically? The form. Is that our experience every day? Is that our experience every day? Even if a material name, if you call water, you think of water automatically, is it not? If you call a friend, if you call your friend, automatically their friend's form will come to your mind automatically. So if you call Krishna, it's Hare Krishna, we should have Radha and Krishna present in our mind, our consciousness. But why is it not happening like that? Why is it that the name is chanted, but the rupa is not coming, the next thing is not coming? What is responsible for that? We have no faith, right? Good. Why the group is not coming after Nam? As a sequence, they go in sequence. If you call the name, the form will come out. And if you have a form, what characterizes that form is the qualities it has. And what makes that character exist? It manifests an activity the person performs. So Giri the high, because he lived in Giri, a mountain. This is a sequence. So why we don't experience this? People say we have no faith. Yes? What else? Huh? We don't have faith. Yes.
Our ego.
Ego. Yes. Ego. So, I have a friend. When she's conducting the holy name, she will make a tag. All the participants will wear the tag. Before you enter the hall, she will give you the tag to wear. Wear the tag. What is that? Ego. Ego. False ego. The idea is that we should drop the false ego here before we enter here, the room, so we can be able to participate. That's the idea. We drop the ego. The false ego, we keep it aside. That will help us to participate nicely. So, we have no faith, we have false ego. What again? Restless mind. Yes, the mind is restless, you don't concentrate. And why the mind is not concentrating? Offenses, yes. Offenses make the mind restless. So if you want to be attentive in chanting, if you want the mind, one of the reasons why offenses is there, the offenses make the mind restless. And one other reason is that anything which does not attract the mind will not stay there. That means that our chanting is not affecting the mind. So what to do? If you want to get the mind to chant with us, chant very loud. If you don't hear what you are chanting, it's an offense. So chant loud. Chanting loud, you are shouting at the mind, "Keep quiet, mind, and chant with me." And you shout at the mind, "Hare Krishna." The mind will say, "Oh, okay." The mind will be forced to hear. That is how we solve the Japataka balance of chant. He used to chant like that, very loud. So devotees complain to Sri Prabhupada. Prabhu is that time Prabhu. It's always disturbing us. Many devotees also have this difficulty that they complain that if they chant together, other devotees, they chant too loud, they don't hear what they chant. So they complain to Prabhupada. So what did Prabhupada do? He didn't stop him from chanting loud. Prabhupada didn't tell him, chant loud. No, he didn't tell him like that. Prabhupada told him, go behind. Just go behind and keep chanting loud. He knows this. He knows the medicine. He knows the process. Prabhupada told him, keep chanting loud, but go behind. So you don't disturb other devotees. You chant loud, you are shouting at the mind. The mind will be forced to hear. It is science. We have to learn the science. It's our business. This is our business that we have accepted to do. So we should know all the necessary things that will make us to become successful in anything that we do. In any business that we do, we expect to be successful. So in the business of chanting Hare Krishna, we expect to be successful. So we are getting all the necessary technologies, all the tools we need to become a successful chanter. I have a friend. We gave him the name Happy Chanter. His japa is very, very good. Very good. Very good. So we call him Happy Chanter. And he likes it. He chants very nicely. very good. We're going to put chanter. Because he's a good chanter, do you know one of the amazing qualities he has? He never sees anything wrong with anybody. Never. He never sees anything wrong with anybody. That is the Saturday program. The Saturday. In London. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expresses Himself by means of these four elements, which take their spiritual existence by means of the Lord's Sandini energy. Yesterday, we mentioned Sandini is controlled by who is in charge of Sandini? Sandini Shakti. Who? Sandini, yesterday we mentioned Sandini and Sambit. Sambit, Sandini, the potency that Krishna knows himself, the Shakti of Krishna make Krishna to know himself. This the potency, the Shakti of Krishna that maintains the spiritual world, the spiritual energy. It's controlled by the Balaram. Lord in the Shakti is controlled by Shrimati Radharani. By this element, Krishna attracts all the people of the universe. And as his name is not different, the existence of the name in the universe serves the same purpose. Krishna and his form are also not different. And thus, his form and his name cannot be separated either. If one remembers Krishna's name, one will also receive Krishna's form. Therefore, those philosophers who are preaching the inborn Krishna, what is inborn Krishna? What do you mean by inborn? Inborn Krishna. That's ignorance. There is nothing like that. Krishna and Krishna's form, they are not different. Ramakrishna, what is his philosophy? He also gave a purport to Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said this is bogus. He gave his own purport. Prabhupada gave us Bhagavad Gita. Ramakrishna said the inborn Krishna. What is Krishna said? Sarvadharma parichaya, man ekam sarvam praja. Krishna is not talking to him as a person, he's talking to the inborn Krishna. What is inborn? That's ignorance. Krishna is not different from his form. So anyone who remembers Krishna's form will also receive the name. As for qualities, Krishna has 64 remarkable qualities in fullness, which are partially represented in his avatars. In his guna avatars, Brahma and Shiva, and up to 60 in number in Lord Narayan. But Krishna's name has all the eternal qualities in full, which expand to uncountable numbers. However, among these four elements by which one can know the object Krishna, the holy name is a primary element, for it is by the name that all other characteristics can be received, can be perceived in full. Means what? Krishna's activities, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form is in the name. And the name will reveal all this. So we don't need a separate endeavor. to have all these qualities. The name will reveal all the wonderful qualities of Krishna, all his pastimes, all innumerable Krishna's pastimes. They are all in the form. Chanting the holy name will reveal everything. The pure devotee, that is the vision. In one place, they will see everything. The name has everything. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say what? Nana Makari Bhagavadani Jasara Vasati Tatara Pidane Yapas Madalena Hara Eta Dizi Dabakriva Bhagavan Mama Bi Yudai Vamihadana Nanyo Dagana. The holy name of Krishna has everything. There is nothing outside. The Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual abode of Krishna, is inside the name. What is the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He's doing bhajan in his house. And he said what? My house became transformed into Goloka. By chanting the holy name, he transformed his his house into Goloka Vrindavan. By chanting. That is the personality we have with us, the personality we have, all of us have this personality who can give everything that we need, that can fulfill all desires, the holy name of Krishna. We have that. In either case, one was said to the name, for in this material world, there is nothing comparable to it. The holy name is the ultimate treasure in Krishna's storehouse, since it contains within it the whole spiritual realm. The holy name contains what? The whole Goloka is in the name. Can we understand what we have? Can we conclude that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything? Huh? Yes. Or there's something Prabhupada did not give us? Prabhupada gave us everything?
Yes.
We simply have to expand it, that's all. Is it not? We simply have to expand it. There is nothing which is left to be given to us by Srila Prabhupada. He has given everything. Our duty, our responsibility is to expand what he has given. The name. The particles of spirit who are parts and parcel of Krishna have, in illusion, come into this world of dull matter. And the name, containing all aspects of Krishna and the full power of Krishna, has come also into the world just to deliver those spirit souls. We have come to this material world, this dull matter. The name also has followed us here. To do what? Deliver us. So we can say what? The holy name is the deliverer or the fallen souls. The holy name is the deliverer. Deliverer. Harada Sekhara is not saying that the process of Dhyan is the deliverer. Did he say that? Karma is a deliverer, did he say that? No. Yoga is a deliverer? No. Who is a deliverer? Harinam. The holy name is a deliverer of the whole world, not just some entity, everyone. Everyone can be delivered by the holy name. provided we have little faith, little, even little. Professor will hook us from there. Little faith. The deliverer is the Holy Name. Now, Hada is going to talk about this name. Christians' names are of two types. How many? Primary and secondary. How do you call that in the Sanskrit? How do you call them in Sanskrit? Primary is called Mukhya. Mukhya. And secondary is called Gona. Not Guna. It's G-A-U-N-A. Gona. So we have Mukhya now and Gona now. Mukhya is a primary name. And Gona is the secondary, means the external. So we should know this. We should know this. These names. Because if you chant the Mukhya name, you get prema. If you chant the Gona name, you don't get prema. By taking shelter of the primary names, the living entity gets the highest benefit. Those names, which are part of the transcendental leader of the Lord, are considered primary names. We mentioned them yesterday. Anyone remember? Yesterday we mentioned them. The primary and the secondary name, we mentioned them yesterday. Many. Yesterday, yes. I mentioned them yesterday. Anyone remember?
You mentioned Krishna, you mentioned Govinda.
Good, yes. Krishna, Govinda, and what again?
For the past time.
Yes. Yes. Those names which are part of the transcendental leader of the Lord are considered primary names, such as Govinda, Gopal, Ram, Radhanath, and Hari. He revealed the eternal leaders of the Lord. And by chanting them, the living entity gets entrance into the spiritual world. Primary names, what? How many? How many names are there? Primary names, primary. Okay, name them. One? Govinda? Gopal? Hari? Ram?
Radhanath.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Radhanath. Radhanath. The secondary names are those which describe the Lord's functions. Functions. Like? No. The creator.
Parameshwara.
The creator. Not Parameshwara. Parameshwara. Param. 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 See? It's the word Parama. This is supreme. It's not Gona. It's Mukhya. The creator. Paramatma. Brahma are names for use in karma and jnana. And give material elevation and liberation. Liberation. It means what? To merge into Krishna's effulgence or to enter into Krishna's form. Both of them are useless. Useless. Since the principal names alone give love of Godhead, the devotees accept only the principal names. Only the principal name devotees will accept. I will chant only that. Just as there are different types of names, which with different effects. So there are different ways of chanting a name with different effect. The scriptures, of course, declare that if one chants the name of Krishna once, or hears the name of Krishna once, whether it be the pure name or the impure name, the jiva is still delivered from the clutches of material energy. However, the types of deliverance and the speed of deliverance must be noted. For example, Ajahnila, which name he chanted?
Hare.
Huh? And what liberation he got? What liberation he got? Ajahnila, he got what liberation? He went back to Godhead? It's not, is Ajahnila delivered or not delivered? Is Ajahnila delivered? Was he delivered?
Yes.
Yes, he was delivered. What kind of deliverance he got? The deliverance he got is not to go back to Godhead. He didn't go back to Godhead. The deliverance he got is to give him second chance to practice Krishna consciousness. He has to go to Bhadrika Ashram. And there, in association of devotees, he chanted the Mukhyana. And he went up to God. So what do we hear? The name can fulfill all desire. We should be careful. See, which desire the name is fulfilling? What material desires? Is that what will take us back to Godhead? No. We should chant the name in such a way that we'll get a spiritual deliverance to go back home back. If we should consider the name which we chant, the Brahmani names are important. If the name is chanted in Namapasa, in Piyori, the benefit will come slowly because the purpose will eventually attain to the love of God. The Abasa name is considered all auspicious. It will eventually give us the perfection, but it will take long time. So that kind of deliverance we don't want. We want a quick deliverance. See that? Express. We want express. That requires chanting the primary names of Krishna. Okay. It is 9 o'clock. I want to take a break. Any comments or questions for 10 minutes? Yes,
sir. Right, you ask how many people are here. You also ask how many people are chanting.
Yes.
If one is saddled with the response, and you said you should chant before you go to the altar.
Yes.
If one is saddled with the responsibility, and if what thing you said, you must complete your 16 rounds before 7:30 in the morning.
Yes.
If one is saddled with the responsibility of taking care of the deities, and he has to do 16 rounds before 7:30, what should be his priority?
Tabasheva Prem Putin Bhagavanta Madoshaji Sarbhuta Bhagasam Vindati and the Sahama. In Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna said three things cannot be given up. Three things should never be given up. What are they? Three things, Krishna said, they should never be given up. In fact, these three things purify sages. Not even conditions of the sages.
Sacrifice
for strength. Yes. Yes. Sacrifice. What is sacrifice? I should reduce my sin gratification. Let me reduce my sin gratification. See, please, let us try to understand. Let us try to understand. No one can make advancement at peaceful time. Is it clear? There is no advancement at peaceful time. No advancement. That means Maya. That's Maya. Advancement comes only when there are challenges. Why? That is the time to demonstrate our faith in Guru and Krishna. That's the time to show that yes, Krishna is real. So whatever is happening, that is temporary. Krishna is permanent. So we have responsibility to take care of the deities. Pujaris, they should make faster advancement than others. Why? Because of the sacrifice. A pujari does not have to eat the same time others are eating, because you have to take care of the Lord. Our time when we are in the pujari service, we are different. We are very austere, very austere. You have to finish everything before you take prasad. You finish everything. Not that you rush to go and eat. Prabhupada, I'm going to the altar, serve me first so I can go to the altar. We don't have that language. We don't have that language. One is simply satisfied with the service. They are satisfied. That service, that pure service, gives you joy. It fills their belly more than the sarira. So a pujari should make some sacrifice. Wake earlier and chant before you go to the altar. Right? You may not finish the whole 16 before you go, but you should chant before you go to the altar. Minimum, 4. Minimum. Otherwise, half or more than half. Then you can go. When you finish, you can complete. In this way, you make advancement very, 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 very fast. Deliverance are very, very fast and easy. You should make sacrifice. How did Prabhupada explain the meaning of austerity? How did Prabhupada explain austerity? How did he explain? Sacrificing your convenience for someone's pleasure. That is austerity. How will you prove to the patient? How can you show someone your love in action? How do you show love in action? How? Austerity and sacrifice. Love in action. It requires sacrifice. Yes? So it is necessary, it is required if you want to make advancement. Sacrifice. The Christian said this purifies even sages. See, it should not be given up by anyone. Right? Something else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yesterday you said there's different the Gayatri Mantra and Krishna Naam. The Gayatri Mantra is lesser than Krishna Naam. And today we hear about the two, this primary and the secondary name, which is the Mokya Naam and the Gaudiya Naam. And in the Gayatri Mantra, the two are there. So how do we reconcile these two together?
Krishna.
Which we have the secondary name in the Gayatri Mantra and we have the primary name in the Gayatri Mantra.
Yes. Gayatri Mantra is Varanashtra. It's wouldn't it burn us? Yeah, it's for material activities, transactions. And then we have, what do you call it? Kama Gayatri Mantra. It's different. Kama Gayatri is different. That is different. That is spiritual. It's different. The Gayatri Mantra is what people are chanting normally. The normal one people chant. It's about Brahma. Is he in whatever? The Harana is eternal. It's eternal activity of the soul. So we chanted here, we also chanted there. Everywhere. We chanted eternal completion of the soul. It's not temporal. Right? Comments? Yes, sir.
So, while we are chanting to the Supreme Lord, we should expect to be liberated.
While we are chanting the Holy Name, what should be our expectation? Our expectation is, our expectation for chanting the Holy Name is Prema. Prema, pure love of Godhead, is a fruit of chanting. That is expectation. Not material liberation. Krishna Prema is the result of chanting, the fruit of chanting the Holy Name is Krishna Prema. That's the goal. That should be in our mind. That's what I'm expecting this. So it will help us to look at ourselves and see if the way I'm chanting will give me this. It is not just to chant, but we have to chant it and see if the goal will be attained by the way, my attitude, my approach. Will this give me what I'm looking for? Krishna prayer, the way I'm chanting the name. My mood towards the name. My understanding about the name, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakura has said, we should try to understand who is the Naam that we are chanting. And Haridas Thakura said, if we don't know this, we will not have the perfection of chanting the name. We must know this. Who is this name we are chanting? Who is this person? If you know something, your interest in that object will increase. The attachment will increase. Our determination also will increase when we know that, oh, this person can give me this. Our attachment will increase. And when the attachment is increased, our pleasure also will increase. So we should know who is the name that we are chanting. So we don't chant into fancy names. Can have a right attitude towards the chant. Alright? Thank you very much. Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.